It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I came in with nothing in my hands but an idea in my head. Have to go to the kitchen to show you what we'll do with that idea. Hi, fish. I want a fork and a spoon and two paper towels. I'll show you. There is the fork. And there is the spoon. And what I want you to do is to tell me the minute you know which is which under here. I'm going to mix them up a little bit. Now I'm going to pull this paper very gradually away. And you tell me when you know the difference. Because you see, the tops of the fork and the spoon are very much the same. Look carefully. They still the same? Keep looking. As soon as you can tell me what this one is and what this one is, just call it out. Spoon and fork. Yep. You had to look very carefully for that, didn't you? You have to look. Carefully, listen carefully. That's a way to keep on growing. Carefully, look, 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 and listen. That's the kind of thing that you could do easily. Yeah, just get a couple things like that and just show them to your friends. Cover them up and, here, fish, somebody at the door. So we will look carefully. Carefully, listen carefully. Why, it's Mrs. McFeely. Mrs. McFeely, welcome.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Glad to see you.
Hello. I was just on my way back from the library, and I was so hoping you would be here, because I wanted to show you and your friends something very, very special.
Big books?
Big books. They're books that are some of my favorite books, and it occurred to me that even though they're not children's books, I mean, they're not in the children's section of the library, that they're a thing that children would like, and you would like them, too, as far as I know.
Let's take a look.
Okie dokie. Now, one of them, in the first picture I'm going to show you, I want you to look for a face and a bird and a weasel. Two birds and a weasel.
A face, two birds and a weasel.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that's beautiful stuff.
That's a page of music, very, very old music. People did it by hand.
Looks different from our kind of music.
Yeah.
Where's the face?
Face is right there in the T. They hit it right like there.
Oh.
And then, if you look right down the side of the page, you see a bird. Is that
mm-hmm.
a bird?
There it is.
And then keep on looking down. You come to a weasel.
There's a weasel.
And it looks like it's talking to another little bird.
Well, now, is this song about the birds and the weasel?
No. It's a religious song, but that's just a way to make the page look really fancy.
Oh, it is beautiful.
You like that?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to put some pictures like that on our song.
You could.
This is a huge book.
This is a huge book, and it was made for a duke, a French duke. It was all done by hand.
You mean people lettered that all by themselves?
Mm-hmm. They made all the little pictures. They had whole groups of artists that would work really hard on these things.
Isn't that beautiful?
And that's all writing about some saints. But then if you look very closely, you see one man who's reading some books. And then see if you can find a bear.
Is this a bear over here?
Mm-hmm. He's having a snack, I think. And then you can see a swan. And a bird. And see if you can find a bear and a butterfly. Another bear.
There's a bear. There's a butterfly.
There's a butterfly.
100. Isn't that beautiful? This is kind of like hidden objects, isn't it?
A little bit. You have to look very carefully. And you could look at these pages for hours and keep on finding new things. Flowers and animals, things all tucked away.
Something that you like particularly.
Oh, I love these books, Mr. Rogers.
I have an idea for a hidden object game. Would you come with me to the backyard where my sand table is?
Sure.
Could I help you?
Oh, thank you. I'll carry them myself.
All right. There are your books.
I want to guard them. They're very special to me.
Right out this way.
Put them here so keep them safe.
Okay. Mrs. McFeely, if you'll just turn your back just a moment.
Turn my back?
Yes, I'm going to put a couple things in the sand here, and then I'd like you to find them.
Okay, I'll try. Tell me when you're ready.
I will. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I don't want you to look. In other words, you can close your eyes or do whatever you want, but just don't look while you find them in here. And then when you do find them, tell me what they are without looking.
Okay, so just feel with my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I won't use my eyes. I'll just use my fingers. Oh, it's nice and cool, the sand. This point. It's metal. It's a fork.
You're right.
You can tell from the points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now is something else in here?
Yes, one other thing.
Okay. Feels like another fork. A long metal handle. Oh, it's a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
Scooped out at the end. Okay,
spelled
I want to
well.
Do the same thing for you now.
All right.
Okay? You have to turn your back, and your friend and I will know what it is, and you'll have to find out.
Okay.
See what I have in my pocketbook? I have something that I use when I play with my grandchildren sometimes.
Show my friend first, okay?
Okay. It's a ball.
Ready?
Now I'm ready. Do you think he'll guess? Keep your eyes closed.
Oh, I forgot.
Mr. Rogers.
Feels like a thread. Needle and thread?
No.
Oh, it's a rubber band.
Well, you have to find the end of that rubber band, though. Sprinkled me.
My, it's the longest rubber band. Oh, there's a rubber ball on the end of a rubber band. Hey, that's nice.
That was funny when it popped out of the sand.
Yeah. That's a good game.
Hey, Mr. Rogers, can I take this thing and my books? And I have to be on my way.
Oh, well, I'm glad you came.
I'm glad I came, too. I hope I'll have some more things to show you.
Give Mr. McFeely my best.
I will. Goodbye.
Bye, Miss McFeely.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
She's a great lady. Let's have some make-believe. Ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, ba-dum. She finds so many things in books. You know, yesterday we were pretending that Mr. McFeely had fallen asleep in the neighborhood of make-believe while he was making so many deliveries for King Friday. Let's make believe that he's still asleep today. And the king and handyman Negri are talking with each other. Ready for the neighborhood of make believe? Okay.
Charlie, there's so much to be done and so little help. Are you coming, Negri?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Speedy delivery, sir.
Yes, good.
Here are the rest of your cookies, sir.
Oh, very good. You may take them inside.
Fine, sir.
The sea room for cookies.
Yes, sir. Yes,
thank
sir.
You. Oh, Negri's a fine handyman, but my speedy delivery man is McFeely, and I just can't understand where he is.
Would there be anything more, sire?
Oh, thank you, Negri. We have almost everything except that pool of water.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, I'll try to get you a pool of water, King Friday.
Oh, no, it's no use. McFeely's the only person around here who can deliver a pool like that.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, shall I try to look for him some more?
Please do, Negri. I need him.
Well, King Friday, I've searched throughout the entire castle.
Oh, he's probably somewhere close by that we just don't see.
Yes, sir.
Yes, well, try the other end of the neighborhood, will you?
The other end, sir.
Yes.
All right, I'll report back to you if I find
him. Here or there. He must be somewhere.
Yes, sir. Mr. McFeely! Mr. McFeely! Mr. McFeely! Oh, Miss McFeely!
Oh, hi, Handyman McFeely.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm listening for David.
Listening for David?
Yes, you see, Henrietta Pussycat told me he was asleep, so I was listening for his snoring.
Oh, I see.
That's how I thought I could find him. I rang Lady Lang's bell and everything, but
well, isn't
I can't
she in?
See her here.
Oh.
I don't know. I heard some funny.
Oh, there she is.
Oh,
get your bathrobe on.
Well, there's nothing like a hot bath in one's own museum go-round.
Sorry we bothered you, but Miss McFeely wanted to ask you something.
Oh.
Yeah, we are sorry that we got you out of your bath, Lady Elaine, but I'm looking for David. Have you seen him?
David McFeely?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I haven't seen him, but he's a sweet one, I'll tell you. Tell him I said so, will you, dear?
Okay, Lady Lane.
Sweet David.
See you later.
Bye, Handy.
Bye.
Bye, Lady Lane.
Well, Mr. McFeely, should we try Daniel's clock or maybe over at X's tree?
I've listened everywhere, Handyman. Everywhere but the castle.
Well, I've searched throughout the castle, but I haven't listened there.
Would you mind trying with me?
Oh, sure. Let's go.
Oh, thank you so much. I've really been worried about David. He was so tired. He was up all night for King Friday.
Oh, he was?
And then, according to Henrietta, King Friday decided to have a water skiing demonstration. And then David went to work again, you know, speed of the
group. Oh.
So I think he's just taking a nap somewhere.
Shall we just listen here? I'll listen up above.
Put your ear near.
Okay. Putting ears against my castle. There'll be no ears on my castle.
Oh, sorry, King Friday.
You found him?
Well, not yet, sire.
We just wanted to sort of look and listen around the castle and
see
if we could
nonsense.
Find him.
Oh, nonsense. He's not here.
Oh, please let us try, sir. Mrs. McFeely thinks that he's fallen asleep and we might be able to hear him snoring.
Well, it's perfectly ridiculous. Imagine coming around doing that.
Oh, please, King Friday, couldn't we just try? Just be quiet for a moment and listen for David.
Be quiet for a moment? Well, I'll have only one moment to be quiet. I have too many things to do.
Okay.
You ready? Quiet.
Do you hear anything, sir?
I don't.
Do you hear something?
Do you?
Mr. McFeely,
there he is.
Speedy delivery.
Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Hello,
Mr.
dear.
Hi, Handyman. Oh, I'm fine now. I'm all rested now and ready to go.
Well, if that's the case, I need to speak with you, Mr. McFeely, alone. Mrs. McFeely, thank you for your help. And
goodbye, David.
Negri.
See you later.
Oh, dear.
You take
see you later.
Care of things inside.
Very well, sir.
Thank you, Handyman Negri.
Goodbye, Handyman McFeely.
Yes. Yes. Now, Mr. McFeely, you have let me down.
But King Frank...
My water skiing was to have begun at 14.
But now, King Friday, you don't understand.
I do understand, and you cannot make excuses.
Well, now, King Friday, everything you told me to do was just too much for me, and especially when I was so tired.
Yes, I realize you were tired. I guess there was a lot to do, wasn't there?
Yes, Your Majesty. Too much.
Oh, too much, you say. Well, I guess you're correct. But I wish you had told me before you took this endless nap of yours.
Told you?
While you were sleeping, I was counting on you.
Well, I was very tired, King Friday.
That's all right. I better call those skiers and tell them not to come.
Oh, King Friday, don't do that. I'll get a pool for you. I'll find a pool somewhere.
All right, McFeely, if you say so. I don't know how you'll do it in 9.
Let's see, now I have to find a huge big pool of water for King Friday. It has to have a lot of water so some skiers can water ski.
Incidentally, McFeely, I thought you'd want to know what the pool should look like exactly.
Yes, King Friday.
Yeah, something like this.
This picture.
Yes, and put it right below my waterfall, if you please.
Right below the waterfall. Yes, King Friday.
Thank you very much.
That's a lot of water there, a lot of water. Let me see. First of all, water skiers have to go on all this water, yes.
Hello,
hello, Lady Elaine.
I see they found you.
Oh, yes, they did. Lady Elaine, I'm in a bit of a fix. King Friday wants a pool of water immediately.
Well, why forevermore? He doesn't know how to swim.
Well, he has a water skiing demonstration today.
Ooh, water skiing. Mm-hmm. I love to ski. I always thought ski forwards and backwards and forwards and backwards. Ooh, it'd be lovely.
Yes, Lady Lane, forwards and backwards, but mm-hmm. I'm in a bit of a fix now. Here's the picture of the pool of water I have to find for King Friday. I better run now, Lady Elaine. I better run. I've got to find this.
Wait a minute. Yes. Run where?
Well, I don't know.
When in doubt, stay where you are, especially when there's a boomerang, a toomerang, soomerang nearby.
Say, Lady Elaine, do you think you could help me?
Sure, sweetie. Put that picture over the spot where you want the pool to be.
This picture over the spot where I want the pool
to be. That's right. Where do you want it? Up
the
here
spot,
somewhere?
No. The spot's over here underneath the waterfall. That's what King Friday said.
Oh,
and I'll put it right here under the waterfall. There.
All right.
There it is. It's under the waterfall now.
That's fine. Now just relax.
Relax. All right. I'll relax.
Relax, and I'll say boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
Oh, why, Lady Elaine, you did it. You were just in time. They're the water skiers.
Well, precision's my middle name.
It certainly is.
Oh, McFeely, that's excellent. I see that you've done it.
Well, no, King Friday, Lady Elaine did it.
Oh, good for you, Fairchild.
Well, I'm a handy lady.
Silence. I will watch the first performance from my garden parapet. Aren't they gorgeous? Going along in the water. It's a lovely size.
Certain lot of speedy skiing there, King Friday.
Looks to me as if they're going backward.
Oh, they are.
I just thought it might be nice.
Oh, Fairchild. Well, backward's better than nothing.
Up in the air. Ooh, up in the air flying.
Off we go.
You can do anything in make-believe with the BTS. Ooh, and up and over.
Excellent. How did you do that, Fairchild?
Well, you know, with my boomerang, toomerang, soomerang. It's a handy thing I have there.
Oh, tell everyone to come to the water skiing, McFeely.
I certainly will.
Water skiing here in our big pool.
It's only in make-believe that anyone can do such thing as that with the boomerang. Thought it might be nice to take this to the sand. Come on, Charlie, let's go to the sand. I often watch children play in the sand. Look at the nice tracks it makes. Get down like that. I think I'll cover it up. Okay. Is the trolley under there? Think the trolley's under the sand? You saw me put it there, didn't you? Let's just prove it and see. Tell me the second you can see any of it. Now look at that. Just from those two little things, you'd know that the trolley was under there. Look at a little more. There it is. Could make a tunnel for the trolley, too. Great big tunnel. What's it? Hey, must have left that here one time when we had shells in the sand. Beautiful shell. What's the difference between a trolley and a shell? There is so much in this world to see. One more thing. I'll bury my hand, like that. I'll watch. Even though it's covered, you know my fingers are under there, don't you? There they are. Okay, that's a sand play for today. Play for today. Confusing. Some things you hear are strange, but if you ask someone to explain one or two, you'll begin to notice a change in you. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's a way to keep on growing carefully. Look, look. And listen. Fish. Let's look here. See if you can tell me what this word is on picture, picture. Now look at the difference in the next word. Hi and hello. Here's a film I'd like you to see. Just for fun. Picture, picture, will you kindly show us all that film for fun? Thank you. Just for fun. There it still says hello. That's what I'll be saying to you tomorrow. When I come right back in that door right there. I like to think that I'll be back tomorrow. It gives me such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You know, I like to think that when you're with your family and your friends, you try out some of the things that you and I do together here. Because that's a way for remembering. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.